We move from the Bedford story now to police finding the body of Double View grandmother Julie Ann Cooper. 6PR reporter Cassidy Moscone has been following developments in this. Cassidy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
What have police had to say today?
So that's right. So police located the remains of who they believe to be Miss Cooper in bushland in Ashendon. Now, they've been there since yesterday after a 31-year-old man known to her was taken into custody. The extent of their relationship is not yet known, but he's believed to be assisting police with their inquiries. Now, Miss Cooper's been missing since August 17. That's nearly a month ago when she last contacted her family, saying that she'll be out of contact for 2 weeks. Again, the reason for this hasn't been disclosed and police say the personal matter doesn't affect the investigation. Authorities are now looking to find her vehicle to help with their investigations. Senior Sergeant Manish Walsh describes the vehicle.
We are seeking information to locate Julie's 2006 Toyota Camry sedan. The vehicle is silver in colour and was bearing the registration plates 1 Charlie Golf Tango 526. That's 1 CGT 526. However, we believe that those plates have been changed.
Police think that the vehicle could be in possession of someone else and they aren't sure if it's a lawful or unlawful transaction. They say that the person might not even know if they're in possession of what is her car. And police are continuing to scour through a large area of bushland and say that several locations are a part of their investigations and still no charges have been laid as yet.
All right, Cassidy Moscone, 6PR reporter across this. Thank you very much for the update.